You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Washington Nationals with MLB.com's Nationals beat reporter, Bill Ladson. Really haven't done one of these in a while, so I wanted to start by talking about a topic that's a few weeks old, but I still think it's interesting, which is the hire of Dusty Baker. And you know, when he was first announced as a candidate, I kind of had some of the same reaction. I think a lot of people, a lot of the internet snarksters, of whom I am sometimes one, did, which is, really, this guy? And the more I thought about it, the more I warmed up to it. I actually think he might be a really good fit for this particular roster. What's your read on the, putting aside the process, which was admittedly strange, what's your read on the fit of Dusty Baker for the 2016 Nationals?
Matthew, he's what I call a player's manager. I look at it this way. Will he get along with Jason Worth? The answer is yes. Can he get along with Anthony Rendon? Can he get along with Bryce Harper? I think those are key guys, the players I mentioned. Those are the key guys that I think Dusty Baker has to really get along with, and I think without question he will get along with them. I mean, he has this reputation of being a player's manager, and I think it will be no different with the Washington Nationals. The bottom line is, though, he has to win, and that's the key.
Right. I think you kind of touched on, I think really the reason I have come around so much and the reason I think this is potentially such a good fit is that this is not only a team with very high expectations, it's a team with some really big personalities and some guys, a lot of guys who, even if they get along with each other, a lot of guys who kind of see themselves, I think, as alpha dog. I mean, whether Bryce Harper does or not, he's the guy. He's the best player in the National League. You've said many times Jason Worth is very much a leader in there. You know, Ryan Zimmerman, who is not known as a big personality guy, is the franchise. You know, it's got to be tough for him even now to sort of see other people as the face of the franchise. And so, to me, what's interesting and what makes Baker potentially such a good fit is that not only is he a player's manager, as you know, but he's handled the biggest personalities and the biggest egos in the game, and he's made it work. If you can make Barry Bonds and Jeff Kent work, you can make anybody work. So I guess the question here is, do you think that was a part of the thought process, that even if this is a very good clubhouse, it's a challenging clubhouse, and it's something that maybe, again, a rookie manager was a little out of his depth, and maybe a guy who that kind of experience was needed?
I think there's no question about it. He was needed, and I think getting along, I think you said it best. I think getting along with Jeff Kent and Barry Bonds and getting along with Sammy Sosa and Joey Votto, I think that was big for the Nationals, and I think that was the reason Baker was hired. And to me, again, you have big personalities there. Bryce Harper, Jason Worth, and I think it will be smooth sailing. It will be an easy transition for those guys, and I see it really going well with Dusty Baker. But, again, it comes down to winning, and they have to win.
I think the other interesting part of all this is that they've assembled something of an all-star coaching staff. I mean, Mike Maddux is, by acclamation, one of the best pitching coaches in the game. Davey Lopes is an exceptional base-running coach. How much of a part of the overall strategy do you think was getting those kind of guys, not just the manager, but getting a coaching staff that seems to be really exceptional?
I think that was the plan all along, to tell you the truth. Mike Maddux, all Mike Rizzo was talking about when he came to hiring Mike Maddux was how he can, you know, figure out mechanics. He kept using the word mechanics all the time when talking about Mike Maddux. Davey Lopes, you know, I covered him in 2006 when he was the coach of the Nationals. You know, I didn't realize his strength until he went to the Phillies. And then I realized that the Nationals really missed him. And having him back, I think, is a great move because base running-wise, this team was really bad in terms of the base running. Stealing bases wasn't very good. So they'll improve there. And you know, they also have Chris Spier as well, who was with Baker in Chicago and in Cincinnati. So it should be really a smooth transition for the players.
Yeah, I think the Lopes one was particularly intriguing to me because, as you note, His thing is base running. Do you think this is some sign that maybe they want, not only, I mean, obviously you just don't want to give away outs on the bases, but maybe they want to be a little more aggressive, run a little more? I mean, I guess Dusty is also a guy who likes to be aggressive on the base paths.
Oh, no question about it. You know, I got to tell you something. When Davey Lopes was with the Nationals in 06, he had people like Nick Johnson and Ryan Zimmerman steal bases. I'm telling you, they were good at it, too. So I think you're going to see some surprises this year in terms of running the bases.
The other thing I wanted to talk about before, because the Nationals are one of the teams where it seems like their offseason hasn't really taken shape the way some teams have. There's still a lot. It's still more, way more unknown than known. Some teams were sort of getting a read. I think the big question I have for them is, it seems like there may be a lot of money to spend here. There are certainly some guys due for arbitration raises, but it seems like there certainly is some money coming off the books. Do you anticipate them being a big player for any of the big-name, big-dollar free agents this winter?
It wouldn't surprise me. I don't see them getting a big-name hitter, but maybe a big-name pitcher. Now, it wouldn't surprise me if they went after Greinke. They had interest in him in 2010. They actually traded for him, but he did not agree to the trade because he didn't think they were ready to win. But now a lot has changed since then, so I'm telling you, I cannot underestimate the Learners or Mike Rizzo. I can see them going after a big-name pitcher. I still think they need a bat. Not big name, but someone who is decent, a guy who could be a fourth outfielder. Gerardo Pyro could be a guy who could help. But they need some help. They need another lefty bat, no question. And don't forget, too, they need a bullpen. And I've said this many times. If they trade for, like, a Chapman, they're going to have to give up a lot. And I don't see the Nationals doing that. So you might be stuck with Papelbon. So, but still, you need bullpen help all around. So that's the number one key they got to get is bullpen.
Is there any way that Storen and Papelbon are both in the Nationals bullpen on opening day? Is there any way at all?
Matthew, I don't see it. I just don't. I mean, not the way the season ended for Storen. I mean, I'll be shocked if he's around next year. If he is, that means that Mike Rizzo couldn't make a good deal for him. So my answer to you there is no.
And then the other area that I think has drawn a lot of interest and that you've talked about quite a bit is catcher. Now, they have a catcher. They've got a catcher who has been their regular catcher, but you've made it pretty clear that your understanding that is not a satisfactory situation. What do you think they do about the catching position?
Matthew, that's a great question. You know, for weeks I've been saying they need a new catcher because Wilson Ramos was so bad offensively and defensively. You know, if there's a possibility they could give Ramos another chance, and I'm not going to rule that out either. So if not, I can see them making a trade for a catcher. I mean, I thought Matt Wieters could be coming to the Nationals, but he agreed to that qualifying offer. So that's one that's really hard to say right now because they could say Wilson Ramos just had a bad year, he'll make up for it, or they can just trade for a catcher. I really got to wait and see until the winter meetings start. Right now it's been quiet when it comes to the catching department.
All right. Well, Bill Ladson, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.